In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From today's Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verse 17. And they all ate and were satisfied. The miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 is in every Gospel of the four. And it's very interesting because it refers to 5,000 men. Where were the women? I've often wondered. Well, of course, they were home preparing the lunches that the men had forgotten to bring, thereby necessitating Jesus to perform this great miracle. And so here we are in Corpus Christi, our gospel being the feeding of the 5,000, this wonderful, unique feast that we celebrate here. The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians reminds us that we are celebrating again that great act of love on Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper. But not as it was then with the gathering gloom of Good Friday and the suffering of Christ. Today is set aside so that we may celebrate Maundy Thursday again with the joy of Easter still in our minds. So we have moved from the Last Supper in Holy Week to a celebration of the giving of the Eucharist now that we understand our Lord to be risen, ascended, and glorified. Acknowledging that our Lord Jesus Christ now reigns in heaven, but still is present here on earth in this most wonderful sacrament. Our celebration indeed takes us back to the spiritual atmosphere of Maundy Thursday and that upper room when Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist, but with the knowledge that he now lives and reigns forever and ever in heaven. Now that he is both victor and king, we can understand the teaching that Jesus gave us about the Eucharist, particularly the one we find in John 6, for instance, where he said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever." To non-believers, what Jesus says in St. John's Gospel sounds like a nonsense, or maybe even cannibalism. But to people of faith, the Eucharist is the gift that Jesus gives of himself to reveal, of course, God's infinite love for us and for the world. And from the beginning, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000 was seen as an image and prophecy of the Eucharist. As we look at the Gospel today, we see St. Luke records the fourfold action of Jesus taking the bread, breaking it, blessing it, and giving it to those present. This is the same Eucharistic action that Jesus did at the Last Supper. He took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it. It is the same image that the priest does when he celebrates the Eucharist at the altar, at the heart of the consecration of the bread and the wine. So you see, today is not just a day for commemorating the mystery of Maundy Thursday, but also to reaffirm with joy our faith in the Eucharist and what that action leads to, the presence of Christ given to us individually and corporately. Pope Benedict reminds us that the Eucharist constitutes the heart of the Church. And he said of this Feast of Corpus Christi that it is a feast that was established in order to publicly adore, praise, and thank the Lord, who continues to love us to the end, even to offering us his body and his blood. And thus at the end of High Mass today we have the procession of the sacrament where we honour Jesus' presence as if he was walking amongst us and concluding with his divine blessing and benediction. This calls to mind the procession at the end of the Maundy Thursday Mass. However, that time the procession led to the Garden of Gethsemane and Christ's agony in the garden that night of betrayal. Today, In a similar procession, we proclaim our Lord Jesus Christ as our risen, ascended, glorified Lord, passing amongst us, honoured with all the tradition and ceremony, even with flowers. But it should not be enough, should it, that Jesus should pass just amongst us. He should pass amongst everyone. He should pass through the world, as he did on the roads of Judea, Galilee and Samaria. He should pass even in the streets of San Diego. And that is surely the meaning of Luke's comment where he says, "And they all ate and were satisfied." Surely this image of the feeding of the 5,000 tells us in those words that the Eucharist is meant for the whole world, not just for the select group of Christians who understand it. The feeding of the 5,000 finishes with that comment, "For all" surely means all the world. Our Lord Jesus wants every human being to be nourished by the Eucharist, for the Eucharist is for the whole world. What Jesus instituted in the upper room with the apostles was destined for the whole world, so that all may eat and be satisfied. For surely the whole world needs the healing love and presence of Jesus, if only they knew it was here at All Saints. And then St. Luke also says they were satisfied. Here is another image from the feeding of the 5,000. For the Eucharist surely satisfies our spiritual hunger and need to be touched by Jesus, even as we can today quite literally reach out and touch him in Holy Communion. The Eucharist satisfies us as spiritual food for our journey through life and leads us to heaven. Just like the manna in the desert that nourished the people of Israel for 40 years, so the Eucharist is the indispensable nourishment that sustains us and all Christians, and always has, and sustains us as we, like the Jews, move through the deserts of this world, those deserts which hold out false idols, treacherous ways, and fake nourishment. And this miracle of the 5,000 has yet another element that holds us to an image of the Eucharist. The miracle Jesus did began with an invitation to the people to make their own contribution. He asked them what they had to feed the 5,000. Just 5 loaves and 2 fishes, of course, but these 5 loaves and 2 fishes signify our contribution. Small as it was, but still they symbolise what we can offer to the Lord. And no matter how small the offering of those 5 loaves and 2 fish were, it was a necessary offering, so that Jesus could show that he can transform the small things of our lives into something abundant and loving and beautiful, something of a gift of love. And as he did on that day, so he continues to do in the Eucharist and in our lives as faithful Christians. For no act of love or service to the Lord by us is too small to be received and magnified and made into divine love. The Eucharist is a call to live with Christ and to make of ourselves a gift to him and also to each other. For are we not called to be with Jesus, bread broken for the life of the world? Are we not called to serve by the very nature of the Eucharist and the miracle of the 5,000? What wonderful things Scripture gives us to ponder on about the simple act of communion we come to do Sunday by Sunday. And as we ponder on all these aspects of the Eucharist, there is just one response we can make as we celebrate this great feast of Corpus Christi. Blessed and praised be Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament. Hosanna in excelsis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.